Ohio will lose a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, bringing its total to 15, its smallest congressional delegation since 1833. And it's unclear who among the 12 Republicans and 4 Democrats stands to lose their district when the lines are redrawn for next year's election. The bad news was expected for more than a year and confirmed by Ron Jarman, acting director of the U.S. Census Bureau.
7 states will each lose one seat in the House: California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia.
Ohio's population grew by 2.3% over the last decade, making it the 7th most populous state. But that growth wasn't enough to keep up with faster-growing states in the South and West. Ohio native Kyle Condick is at Sabato's Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia. He notes Ohio's delegation has been shrinking since a high of 24 seats in 1973. He also finds the timing of the decision of a Democratic congressman to join Ohio's open U.S. Senate race matches up with this census announcement.
I do think that, you know, if you gave Tim Ryan truth serum, he probably would admit that part of the reason he's running for Senate is because his district, one, frankly, isn't all that Democratic anymore, and two, it seems likely to be dismantled as part of this redistricting process.
The process to remake Ohio's congressional map from 16 districts to 15 will be done under new voter-approved rules starting after August 16th, when detailed, mappable population data will be available from last year's census. Jen Miller heads the League of Women Voters of Ohio, which was part of the group that fought for the ballot issue to change the map drawing method. Miller says there are a lot of things that could be done right away to get ready for that.
There are 4 members of the Redistricting Commission who have not yet been named. We could name those. We can get legislative caucuses the funding they need to start hiring experts and doing research. We can have public hearings on the technical details. We could set up the website that Ohioans could then use to follow the redistricting process and even submit their own map.
And there may need to be a new timeline for when potential candidates would turn in paperwork, and maybe even a new date for next year's congressional primary, because the data is coming in later than usual. Those new voter-approved rules are intended to bring more transparency and minority party buy-in into the process, and to stop another creation like the current congressional map, which some critics call among the most gerrymandered and partisan in the country. But Republicans still dominate in state government, and Condick says Donald Trump's win in Ohio by 8 points in both 2016 and 2020 shows it's unlikely the congressional map will end up with an even red-blue split.
I don't know what a, quote, fair map in Ohio would look like, but I don't think it's one that would be evenly divided between the two parties, given the way the state has trended over the years. I guess the question is will the map just be like 12-3 Republican instead of 12-4 Republican? Or, you know, can the Republicans somehow get to 13-2 if they really try to ram through a map? Or will it be, you know, will the Republicans end up losing a little bit of ground because it's a less partisan process? You know, I think there are a lot of possible outcomes here.
The Census Bureau says Ohio is close to keeping its 16th seat. It would be the 437th seat if the U.S. House added just 2 more members. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.